the fuel.
Each weeknight at 8, WEBR brings back one of radio's great comedies. Tonight, one of radio's longest-running comedy shows, Burns and Allen.
I love the
fact
that
you
have coffee, George.
Sure, pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Max Fullhouse is always good to the last drop.
That drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Toby Reed, B. Benaderet, Lois Corbett, Joseph Kearns, Lou Merrill, Harry Lubin, and the Maxwell House Orchestra, and Bill Goodwin.
For America's Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for America's everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
Well, if any new fad comes along, you may be sure that Gracie will fall for it. Her latest enthusiasm is handwriting analysis. And we find her now telling her friend Blanche Morton all about it.
I tell you, Blanche, it's absolutely uncanny. This man can tell you all about yourself just by looking at your handwriting.
You don't say.
Yes. All I did was send him my signature, and he told me the most intimate thing.
What did he tell you?
He said, "You are a woman."
No.
Yes. That's all he tells you for a dollar. Then you send him more money, and he tells you more.
Gracie, if you ask me, this handwriting expert is a charlatan.
Yeah, isn't he wonderful?
I mean, you shouldn't send him any more money.
Oh, but wait till you hear what happened when I sent him George's handwriting. He analyzed it and decided that George shouldn't be in radio.
I was wrong. Send him more money.
Oh, I will. He said George's writing showed that he had the delicate, sensitive hands of a surgeon.
A surgeon?
Uh-huh. That's the doctor who wears a mask and carries a knife.
Thanks.
Just think, George is a surgeon and doesn't know it. Blanche, are you busy this morning?
No, why?
Would you let George operate on you just to get the feel of it?
Gracie, you don't just suddenly become a doctor. It'd be years before George could open up an office.
Well, I don't care about an office. I want him to open up people.
I mean, he has to study to become a doctor.
Well, that won't take George long. His natural instinct is to be a doctor. He's only stayed in show business because he had to give me a job. That's the only reason he's in show business.
What?
It's true. I've heard dozens of people say, if it weren't for Gracie, George wouldn't be in show business.
Yes, but what they meant
no,
was...
it's my fault, Lan. My fault that George isn't a doctor. So it's up to me to release his natural instinct. And you can help me.
He's not going to carve on me.
Uh-oh. I hear him coming down for breakfast. Now, when he walks in, you act like a patient, and we'll see how he reacts. Stick out your tongue and all that.
Well, I'll do it, but it's silly.
Here he is.
Good morning, dear. Oh, hello, Blanche.
George, take a good close look at Blanche.
Before breakfast?
Yes.
Okay. Well, right back to you.
George, Blanche did that to show you how she feels.
Well, I feel the same way about her.
Don't you think she looks a little peaked?
Yes, her head is very peaked.
Give him another look, Blanche. What do you think she should take?
Arsenic.
Write that down, Blanche.
I told you this was silly, Gracie. I'll see you later.
What kind of a routine was that?
Well, did it stir something deep inside of you?
Yeah, but I'm going to try to eat anyway.
Very well, Doctor.
What? Doctor?
Well, how does that sound to you, dear? You like me to call you a doctor?
Yeah, but you better call one for yourself, too. What's this all about?
Well, I say has your handwriting in to be analyzed, and you're in the wrong business. You have the hands of a surgeon.
What?
Your handwriting has revealed the inner you, the real George Burns. You were never meant to be an actor. That's why people laugh at you. Become a surgeon, put on a mask, and he'll stop laughing.
Gracie, you have to go to school to be a doctor. You have to go to school for 8 years.
Well, then you're practically a doctor. You've already gone to school for 7 years.
Now, look, just because some handwriting expert said that I was supposed to be a doctor, that doesn't make it so.
Oh, I took no chances, Judge. I checked it to make sure.
Checked it? How?
By numerology.
Oh, well, that makes it authentic, yeah.
Well, sure. You see, your name, G-E-O-R-G-E, and Doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, both have 6 letters. That means you vibrate with a doctor.
There are also 6 letters in D-A-N-C-E-R. Suppose I vibrate with a dancer.
Well, you better not let me catch you.
Gracie, listen to me. Even if all this hokum were true, I couldn't become a doctor now. I'm too old.
How old are you?
I'm 10 years older than you are.
Since when is 29 too old?
I'm too old to go to school.
But think of the thrill of being a great doctor. Mm. I can see you now performing a delicate operation. Maybe a brain operation. Maybe on me.
If I thought there was a chance of that, I'd go to school.
Good. A few months of schooling and you'll be a great doctor. Why, you can be John Brother Hopkins.
Forget it, honey. Show business is my racket. Listen.
Oh, how do, Mr. and Mrs. Audience? It is now my time to perform, and I'll present to you a little review in style, originality, and form.
That's what I've been giving people for years.
Well, so now become a doctor and make them well.
Gracie, I've tried to be patient and explain things to you. Now I've had enough. Understand?
Yes, dear.
I don't want to hear any more about this doctor business.
Yes, dear.
I'm going down to the cigar store. Goodbye.
Goodbye, doctor.
Oh, no.
George wouldn't go for it, Gracie.
Well, Blanche, I still say all he needs is to have his doctor instinct aroused. And that's why I dropped by. I'm on my way to the hospital.
The hospital?
Well, I'm going to offer George his services. Once he gets inside and smells the ether,
vroom. You mean he'll be like a bird dog who smells a bird?
Yeah, or a police dog who smells the police. Then he'll go to school and become a doctor. Oh, I'll be so proud of him.
Gracie, doctors are wonderful, but I don't think George will ever be one.
He will, too. Oh, I can see him now, dashing around in his delivery trunk, delivering babies. Relieving suffering, giving tall people hypos and short people lopos. Even discover a new gem.
Oh, great.
Well, they discover new ones every day. Like that germ that makes people drunk.
What germ makes people drunk?
Streptococci?
Gracie, George couldn't even be a witch doctor.
He could, too. You just bring him a sick witch. Well, I'll see you later, Blanche. I've got to get to the hospital.
May I help you?
Oh, how do you do? This is the largest hospital in town, isn't it?
Yes, this is a general hospital.
Well, I'd like to speak to the head man. Is the general in?
There's no general here.
Oh, well, then I'll speak to the private.
There's no private either.
There must be. His name is right on that door. Private Ward.
Miss.
If he's busy, I'll talk to someone even lower. Lieutenant.
We have no military personnel here. Perhaps I can help you.
Well, I want to offer my husband services.
Is he a doctor?
Well, he's going to be. That's why I wanted to work here.
I see. Has he taken medicine?
Tons of it.
Perhaps you'd better talk to Dr. Powell. He's the hospital superintendent. You'll find him in the experimental laboratory down the hall.
Thank you.
How's your experiment coming along, Dr. Powell?
Well, I've gone as far as I can, Dr. Reynolds. I've tested this serum on guinea pigs and monkeys, but I can't find a man to volunteer for a test.
Exactly. What will the serum do?
Well, if it works, you live to be 100.
And if it doesn't?
No one knows. That's why I can't get a volunteer. I've advertised in the paper. I've offered money. There doesn't seem to be any man brave enough to risk it.
Maybe you can find a condemned criminal.
I'm in.
Dr. Powell?
Yeah?
I'd like to offer my husband services.
Ah, at last, a volunteer.
You can use him, huh?
Oh, yes, yes. Sit down and let's fill out these vital statistics. Name?
George Burns.
Sex? Oh, but I know what that is.
Well, you should. You're a doctor.
Yes. What's his height?
5'8", or 5'10" after a poker game.
5'10" after a poker game?
Well, he tiptoes in, so I won't hear him.
I see. Weight?
Now, I'm not sure what it is. Now, sometimes he weighs as little as 140, and sometimes as much as 170.
Well, I'll put it somewhere around the middle.
Oh, good. That's where he puts most of it.
Where was he born?
In New York. He was raised on Pitt Street.
I see. He grew up on the east side.
He's no freak. He grew up on both sides.
Yeah. Now, one question about his physical condition. Are his nerves steady?
I don't know. The rest of them wobble quite a bit.
Well, I'll substitute another question. How long has he been married to you?
15 years.
Steady nerves. Mrs. Byrne, send your husband right over. We'll be waiting for him.
Oh, all right. Just one thing, Doctor. Be sure to let him smell plenty of ether.
Well, I really prefer to give him some local anesthetic.
Well, I don't care where it's made. Just give him plenty of it.
I just had to run by and see how your plan to make George a doctor is working out.
Oh, I thought you'd be anxious to hear about it, Glenn.
Oh, sure, I'm all ears.
Well, don't worry. When George is a doctor, he'll trim them down for you. And that won't be long now. I got him a job at the General Hospital so he can smell the ether.
What kind of a job?
Well, I don't know. It's in the experimental laboratory.
Well, gee, that's where they work with microbes and bacteria. I hope George doesn't bring any home.
Oh, Blanche, you know he wouldn't steal.
Well, what will George say about this job?
Oh, I won't tell him about the job. I'll trick him into going to the hospital, and his instinct will do the rest.
Well, you better start tricking. Here he comes up the walk.
Now, watch how I handle him, Blanche.
Hello, dear.
Hello, George. Well, aren't you going to speak to Blanche?
Oh, sure.
That's nice. Well, as I was saying, Blanche, this doctor wanted George to sing at the General Hospital, and I said, well, doctor, he hasn't got time.
Wait a minute. At the General Hospital? Sing? Me?
No, please, dear, I'm talking to Blanche. So I said, my husband is much too busy to sing at a hospital.
Hold it. Somebody wanted me to sing, and you turned them down?
Yes. Yeah, Dr. Powell called from the General Hospital. He seems to think your singing would help the patient.
Well, he's right.
I've been writing her a letter to Virginia where I met her. And now I feel better, cause I know I'm going home.
You see, Gracie, a voice like mine is soothing. It eases pain. It's like a shot of morphine.
You're not kidding.
Who's a morphine? When George gets to the hospital, they'll have a real dope.
Yeah, now, where'll I find us, Dr. Powell?
Well, in the experimental laboratory.
Well, don't expect me back until late. I'll probably do about 8 or 9 of my routines. I'll see you later.
I'm writing her a letter.
Oh, you know, I hated to check him down, but it's worth it. Someday he'll be a great surgeon.
That'll be the first time a ham ever did the carving.
Have you got my serum ready, Dr. Reynolds?
Yes, Dr. Powell.
Good. Mr. Burns should be here soon.
Gee, I can't understand why a married man would be willing to take such a risk.
I can. I've talked to his wife.
Well, if he shows up, he's the bravest man I've ever seen. Why, this serum could...
I'm in.
Dr. Powell?
Yes?
I'm George Burns. Understand you want me for a little routine.
Ah, did you hear that, Dr. Reynolds? What a magnificent understatement. Ah, you're a brave man, Mr. Burns.
Well, I used to get nervous, but I'm an old hand at this. I've been through the mill.
Yes, you do look like you've been used frequently.
Yeah, I'm a veteran. I can do anything.
Well, I think you'll find today's job a little different.
That's right, Mr. Burns. You're taking the place of Powell's guinea pig.
That's okay. I once took the place of Madame Burkhardt's cockatoo. That's the time I laid an egg.
Hey, you can do anything.
I whistle, too, you know.
Well, before we start, let's check your condition. Dr. Reynolds, would you take his pulse down?
Certainly. One.
Do we have to bother with this? I'm raring to go.
Oh, we admire your spirit, Mr. Burns, but you must realize that you might die.
Not with my material.
Well, of course, we do have hope.
Hope? You better put me on ahead of him. He's tough to follow.
Oh, what a man. Jesting at a time like this.
Two?
By the way, Doctor, where do we do this at?
Oh, right here in the experimental laboratory. It's our largest room.
Good, good. I like a big audience.
Is it all right with you if all available doctors and nurses watch the performance?
Sure. Be glad to hand them a thrill.
I'm writing her a letter,
Mr. Burns.
Could have been her a matter,
Mr. Burns.
And now I feel better, course. I know I'm going home.
Mr. Burns, we can postpone this if you're in pain.
I feel great.
Three.
Three already? I must be nervous. My pulse is fast today.
Hi, Gracie. How come you're going in the hospital?
Oh, hello, Bill. I'm going in to visit George.
What's the matter with him?
Oh, he isn't a patient here. He's inside smelling the ether.
What for?
Well, I'm trying to get him out of radio.
Well, that won't do it. He's still in radio and he's been smelling up the ether for years.
Understand. You see, George is meant to be a doctor, so I got him a job in the experimental laboratory. Come on in and see him.
Oh, okay, Gracie. I love to go into hospitals, you know. I always catch something.
You like that?
Well, sure. You ought to see the nurse I caught yesterday. Well, come on. Let's go.
Just a moment. Where are you going?
Well, we're going to the experimental laboratory.
I'm sorry. They're about to conduct an experiment. You can't go in now.
But it's important.
I have strict orders. No one admitted to the laboratory but doctors and nurses.
Oh, did you hear that, Doctor?
Yeah. Come on, nurse.
Wait a minute. Are you a doctor?
Oh, sure. Dr. Goodwin, Hollywood's fastest operator.
Where do you operate?
Well, mostly in Griffith Park.
Griffith Park?
Yes, he does a lot of cutting up there. Come on, Doctor.
One moment, Mr. Goodwin. I've seen you around this hospital before. You were chasing one of our young nurses.
Oh, well, yes, I wanted to have a consultation with her.
That's ridiculous. The girl was just a beginner. She'd had no experience.
Oh, no, then why did she run?
Yes.
I can't believe that he's a doctor. I doubt if he'd know a sore throat from a maternity case.
Oh, you're wrong. Maternity cases are his specialty. Well, just yesterday, he cured a man who had a very bad case of maternity.
What she means is that this expectant father was very nervous, you see. The poor guy was pacing the floor saying, "Will it be a boy or a girl? Will it be a boy or a girl?" Then I walked out and handed him that little gift from heaven. And when he saw what it was, he cried, "Hallelujah, just what I wanted."
What was it?
A cup of Maxwell House coffee. Always give it to anxious fathers. There's nothing like a steaming, fragrant cup of delicious Maxwell House to set you right.
But what about the man's wife? What did she have?
Well, she had a cup of Maxwell House, too. Everybody gets it who's a patient of Dr. William Goodwin, MMB.
MMB?
Manizales, Medellins, and Bucca Ramanga. You see, Maxwell House is a blend of choice Latin American coffees, radiant roasted to the peak of flavor perfection. Good to the last drop.
Mr. Goodwin, I've heard enough. You're not a doctor. You can leave this hospital.
Oh, come on. Let us go into the experimental laboratory. We just want to see my husband, Mr. Burns.
Why, he's the man who's being experimented on. They're giving him a new serum. And if it works, he'll live to be 100 years old.
Oh, well, gee, no wonder they picked George. They won't have to wait long to see if it works. Well, I'll be running along, Gracie. Tell him hello for me.
But did you say they're experimenting on Mr. Burns?
Yes. Dr. Powell is making a guinea pig out of him.
Well, I've got to stop him. I don't want a husband who likes.
I'm sorry, you can't disturb the experiment.
Mr. Burns, we're just about ready to begin.
Well,
how is his pulse count, Dr. Reynolds?
I'm still taking it. 7.
That will be enough. Our audience is assembled, so let's get started. Mr. Burns, will you remove your clothes?
That's not the kind of act I do, Doc. You should have gotten Gypsy Rose Lee.
Oh, what courage, joking right up to the last minute.
Come, Mr. Burns, time is short. Take your clothes off.
Well, do I have to?
Yes.
Well, okay, if you insist, but shouldn't we save that for a sock finish? I can't top that with 8 Miss Verhaven.
What?
Look, let me routine it for you, Doc. I'll open like this. 8 Miss Verhaven, Obama, so. 8 Miss Verhaven, I'm happy on the chauffeur. Then I'll go into
the Mr. Burns, remove your coat.
Well, okay, but at least give me a fan.
Mrs. Burns, I've explained that you cannot go into the experimental laboratory and interrupt Dr. Powell.
But it's my fault that my poor husband is in there. He doesn't know what he's getting into.
I have strict orders.
Oh, my appendix. Could take me to Dr. Powell?
He won't remove your appendix.
He already did. I want it put back.
Oh, I'm sorry. That won't get you in.
No, huh? Oh, let me go in there, quick. I'm going to have a baby.
In the experimental laboratory?
Well, yes, this is my first one, and it's an experiment.
Mrs. Burns, it's no use.
Well, look, tell the doctor to give me the serum. I love George. I can't let anything happen to him. Let me take his place.
Too bad, Dr. Powell.
Yes, a shame it didn't work out.
Well, don't let one failure discourage you.
I'll try again, Dr. Reynolds.
Oh, Dr. Powell.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Burns.
Is it over?
Yes, it's all over.
How is my husband?
Mrs. Burns, I hate to tell you this, but...
But what?
Your husband is as nutty as a fruitcake.
Did you give him the serum?
No, we couldn't catch him. He's in there running around with nothing on but a derby hat singing Ain't Misbehaving.
Crazy. He looks awful in a derby hat. Oh, I better take him right home. Oh, good night, dear. Happy dreams. Oh. George, you're mad at me because I tried to make you a doctor.
Oh, how can I stay mad? You did offer to take my place when you found out the experiment was dangerous.
Well, sure. I love you.
Well, you wouldn't love me so much if I were a doctor. Their wives get no romance.
No burning kisses?
No, sir. Doctors don't have time for that. All a doctor's wife gets is a fast peck on the cheek.
Well, then I'm glad you're an entertainer. Good night, sir.
Good night.
Judge, kiss me again.
Okay.
Good night, doctor.
Until next Thursday, when we will have as our guest Richard Widmark, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's favorite brand of coffee, always good to the last drop.
Old-time radio broadcast.